Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
We're looking at some of the venues that are running during the Brighton Festival as well. So let's turn our attention to Fabrica today. It's a former Regency church on the corner of Ship Street in the Lanes. And in previous festivals, it's hosted large-scale works, including Brian Eno's brilliant 77 million paintings. And this year, it's home to Onlar by Turkish artist İpek Dubin. That's a powerful video installation exploring people who are considered outsiders within Turkish society. And a very real resonance is for our own culture as well. And this year, Fabrica celebrates 21 years as a gallery and a performance space. And I went there to meet director Liz Whitehead to hear more about Fabrica's history.
It's a rather lovely, if slightly scruffy, Regency Church. And we've been working out of this building since 1996, where we've been commissioning, programming, mainly large-scale installed visual art pieces in response to this lovely, lovely space. And also running a series of smaller projects, which are generally sort of, they're focused on developing artists' kind of practice, so focusing on artists developing new work or trying out ideas.
So it is a big old space in the middle of the Lanes, very recognisably a church as well, because at the front here we've got the wooden pulpit, we've got a stone font at the back and the stained glass windows. So many of the original features have been retained as a gallery space.
Yep, I was one of the group of four artists who kind of took over the building in the early to mid-90s. And I think one of the decisions that we made then was it was very churchy and there was no way this was going to be a white-walled cube. And actually that the particularity of this space, the churchiness, the sense of it having had a previous life, was in itself the offer for us as an organisation. And we started off from that premise and we're still very much kind of working with that idea that artists want different kinds of spaces to respond to in their work, and that I think our ambition at the time, and I think we've realised it, was to offer all the kinds of professionalism and the kind of organisational expertise that a gallery would provide, but with a very different kind of space.
And it has some of the, well, this is obviously not an original feature, but this dates back to the First World War, a roll of honour of Brighton men who served in the First World War. So a lot of these original features have been retained and in fact, celebrated.
Yeah, I mean, actually, when we took over the building, all the memorials had actually been covered up. I suppose in some ways we were a little bit intimidated initially by the very churchiness of it. So we kind of kept the memorials covered. And also at that time, I think we actually built a wall, a kind of masking wall over the altar as well. But over the years, we've just kind of removed a lot of those covers and just, you know, let artists work with the space as it really is. There's several memorials in the building. One is the Anderson Memorial, who was an early preacher. There's also a private memorial, I think, to somebody who drowned at sea, which is covered up there. But there's also a series of smaller memorials around the building, including some of the stained glass windows. So there are lots of quite discreetly placed kind of messages, stories, lovely stories kind of embedded in the building that we'd really like to explore further. And it's a really important a building for Brighton and for this part of the city.
Could we go through this very fine stone archway? Because there's a gallery up above, and it'd be nice to pop up to the gallery and see what kind of different view we get. Well, the acoustics really different up here. As we said, it's a large space. It's quite a challenging space to fill. You need large-scale works in here to fill this space, don't you?
We do. I think when artists first visit the space, they can be a little intimidated by it. I mean, I always say you don't have to completely fill it, you have to make it feel filled. And that there's a distinction that I would draw between those two things. Our next exhibition during Brighton Festival is called They, Onlar, by Turkish artist İpek Dubin. It will give a sense of filling the space. But, you know, it's nine large-ish screens. So it's about the balance, really, I would say, of visual material and dark space. We've certainly had some exhibitions here that have completely filled the space and you know, taken people on very disorientating journeys. Mm. And then other exhibitions which have just been perhaps one large piece of sculpture, like Brian Griffiths' Beneath the Stride of Giants. So
Brian Eno's festival work here as well a few years ago was terrific. It was a perfect space for that.
Yep, it was one work, you know, quite a technically complicated work, and it was quite a big build. It really did embed itself in the architecture of the space, which I always think is brilliant to be able to do with an artwork, is where the building becomes part of the sculptural experience. I think that's what we're always really trying to aim at.
That's Fabrica director Liz Whitehead, and you can find out more about both the building and their programme of events from now through the Brighton Festival and beyond at fabrica.org.uk. And I really do recommend Onla as an experience. It's a free video installation, very, very powerful, and you can see more about Onla in the Brighton Festival in the festival brochure or at brightonfestival.org.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.